This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, avoiding the hidden shirk. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of avoiding the hidden shirk in the Islamic lifestyle. One of the types of hidden shirk is shirk through favors, which means that when one is limited in vision and in the interpretation of each phenomena, concentrates on its natural causes in a manner which ignores the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this case, this person falls into the shirk, which is the shirk through favors. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the bounties, He has given us the favors, but we need to realize that. We need to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we are not thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what He has given us, this results in two things. One, being ungrateful to the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number two, performing a hidden shirk, which means that, in other words, we are saying that we do not need these things that you have given us. So because we all are needy in the Quran, Allah says, "Antumul fuqara," you are needy, and Allah gives you everything, the life that we have. Therefore, it is necessary to be thankful to the bounties and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. If we do not want to perform a hidden shirk against the bounties that are given to by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we want the increase in the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also the blessed or blessing, which is barakah, if we want this in our life, it is necessary to be thankful to whatever favors Allah has given to us, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of avoiding the hidden shirk in the Islamic lifestyle. We said that one of the types of hidden shirk is the shirk through favors. Now, when we talk about the shirk through favors, there are two meanings. Number one is whatever Allah has given us, we need to be thankful to that. And we should be grateful of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So He increase in the favors, and He puts the blessings into that. He gives barakah into that. The other meaning of shirk through favor can be when someone relies on others or depends on others. For example, when something has happened, he says that, oh, if this person wasn't there, then I would be in trouble, and he has saved me. Rather saying that, thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has made you a mean, or thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has made this person or such and such person a mean of help, he says that if this person wasn't there, then I would be in trouble, because it means that he's ignoring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is generally happening in our lives. When we talk with our friends, with our family members, when we are in trouble, maybe we are in need, we need a loan, or maybe we are in trouble. When someone helps us, when we in our general talking, we're talking to people, we say them that, look, He has saved me. He is the Savior, so He has saved me. And we don't talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a kind of shirk that we are performing. We must say that, thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has provided such a mean to save me from this trouble. And this is Allah who protects us, because Allah is Hafiz, He is the protector. And it is necessary that in our life, we first thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then do something else, or thank the others. The first is Allah, so that we are not performing shirk. We are telling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, we believe that even the favors that I have at the moment, it is because of you only, and you only can provide the help. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.